Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hello, everybody. We're going to try this one more time. This morning was a hot mess. I got my boy Josh Wynn in the house. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm good. Huge news. We just finished talking about it. Josh Wynn's coming aboard. I'm trying to find the right dates and time for him. I believe your availability is Saturday or Sunday, and you said something else on a weekday in the morning, right? Unless it's the Tigers game.
Yep.
Cool. So I'm trying to find the perfect spot for him, and y'all know how we do it. Every once in a while, we're on demand, and every now and then we'll go back to blogtory.com. Right now, we're on demand. You can catch this episode and many others on anchor.fm/wrestlingtracks, on Spotify, on iTunes, on Google Podcasts, and that's still of it. Last time I checked, Google Podcasts was shut down, but they still up there. Hey, Google Podcasts, we're on Stitcher. We're on an app I just discovered called Red Circle. We're everywhere. We're on an app called Verbal. VRBL. Verbal. We're everywhere. Just type the word Wrestling Tracks. And you can find them. Wherever you can find us, we're at, pretty much. We're all over the place.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir. In the meantime, man, we're going to talk about a couple of things. First of all, let's get into it with Impact Wrestling. I can't pronounce this dude's name. I mention him first. I can call him Tomario. I can't pronounce the guy's name.
Tomohiro Ishii.
There you go. I was going to call him Tom. I can't pronounce this dude's freaking name. Y'all, first of all, you're going to hire somebody. Hire somebody where they can pronounce their name, first of all. You're going to hire somebody from New Japan. Please find somebody that can pronounce their freaking name.
I agree.
Tomohiro Ishii, there you go. He will face Jonah at Rebellion. I'll start with him because I can't pronounce his freaking name. Jonathan Gresham going to take on... who are we going to face? Let me get the card, first of all. Yeah, Jonathan Gresham and Eddie Edwards. We got a triple threat match between Trey Miguel, Speedball Mike Bailey, and Ace Austin. That should be interesting. Let's see here. I'm going off memory on some of them. If I have the card here. The rest.
Yeah, the influence against the inspiration.
Uh-huh.
You got Moose against Josh Alexander. You have Tasha Stills versus Rosemary. Yes, sir.
You have Diana Perazzo versus Taya
Valkyrie.
You got Chris Sabin versus Jay White versus Steve McKellen. And then you have
Vomit by Design facing seven other teams to be announced.
Yes, that's probably going to be tonight. Or actually, I find out if my wrestler comes on... should be on right now, I believe. Hang on a second here. Yeah, should be on right now. And later on tonight, via midnight, New Japan Rep Pro Wrestling comes on. And you can't afford traditional pay-per-views, what you do. You go to watchwrestling.ai. Watchwrestling.ai. You can find, just go through the pay-per-views, Rebellion, and plenty of other pay-per-views, and then you can find a stream that works, and there you go. It's pretty cool. So I would warn you, we'll have a lot of advertisements and a lot of pop-up ads. So just be careful, and you're good to go. And I can't think of a better way to spend Mother's Day
than watching Wrestling With Your Mama May 8th or Backlash.
That's 5 days after my birthday.
Yeah, how cool is that? And then those of you who are lucky enough and blessed enough to have your mama in your life, and if you're even blessed to have your mom who actually enjoys wrestling, you got an awesome Mother's Day ahead of you, man. You can cap off your Mother's Day with some wrestling. How cool is that? Yes, sir, man. I had this cool thought. I'm gonna get to Backlash in a second. The largest wrestler. I was thinking about my boy, the Hall of Famer Andre the Giant. I just had a random thought. He might be the largest resident in heaven.
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Oh, that's cool. Now, somebody, I read this, this little quote somewhere where it says, everybody has the same, everybody's grade gonna be the same size. Well, I foolishly said, well, you haven't heard of Andre the Giant because he was a large guy. So I'm thinking he was buried. So I flat looked it up. He was cremated. My bad.
Oh, yeah.
All
right. So, I myself am a big guy. So when it comes to, like, stuff like that, we get pigeonholed, but, we hold our own.
So I was like, all grades are the same. Like, lady, you guys have heard Andre the Giant. All grades are not the same. Andre the Giant, that's a big old grave. You'll be digging all night long. But in the meantime, God bless you, Andre. Check this out. Backlash is going to be May 8th. So we got on the card Charlotte Flair, Ronda Rousey. I'm going to come back to that. Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins, grief, Josh, is that he had no time to prepare for Seth Rollins. While Cody Rhodes found out the day he signed his contract, re-signed with WWE all these years, he found out the day of. He'll face Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. Seth Rollins found out the day of WrestleMania. He had enough time. I called that bull. As a wrestler, I had a coach that said, son, if you stay ready, you got to get ready. So you must stay ready. But then again, your training goes to know your opponent. He knows who the opponent was. So,
you know, they, in my opinion, they were the second best match out of all of WrestleMania. I get a lot of flack for what I say was the best match because a lot of people don't agree with me. But I think the best match was actually Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair. That was the best match.
Definitely. Bianca's second run at women's championship, I believe.
Oh yeah.
Yes, sir, man. By the way, WrestleMania, I tried to watch on my phone while I was there, cause I was in the bathroom. I was trying to keep up. It was a tape delay on the app. I was like, dang, that sucks. But I like to congratulate Bianca Belair. She will defend her title against Sonya Deville. Sonya Deville said, I'm sick of signing checks. I'm sick of signing contracts. I want some gold around my waist one more time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the problem with that, and I could be wrong, but the problem with that is I think Sonya Deville, as great as she is, and she is great, she is not on Bianca Belair's level, mm-hmm. In my opinion.
Yes, sir. But back to the card. I'm gonna ease all back. I'm gonna go back to the card 1 second. We got RK Bro and Usos in a unification match yet again. And this is the problem I have. Unification matches, if you do it so often, the championship is worthless. You know.
Yeah.
why unify all the time? I looked it up. I was bored as hell. I looked it up. All these years I can't pronounce the initials. The WWE Championship. There you go. The WWE Championship has been unified on 3 or 4 different occasions. 2001, 2002, 2013, 2022. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. So, if you do it 4 different years, eventually it becomes wasting my time. And especially if you're going to separate it down the road at SummerSlam or something like that.
And he didn't get over. And then he finally gets over, but he gets over as a heel. So now this dude's going on almost 600 days as champion. He's lost literally 2 times in his championship reign, and they were both either by disqualification or countout. And now they're going to build the Usos as the greatest tag team of ever. I'm sorry, but the Usos don't come close to the Dudley Boys or Edge and Christian or the Hardy Boys. The Usos are good, but they're not on the same level as teams of the past. That's just my opinion.
Wow. Hang on a second, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Now we're going to take a very quick break. 1 second. I got to take care of something right quick. Back, ladies and gentlemen, I had to take care of a few things. Josh, you were saying that you don't agree the Usos. I'm sorry. You don't agree the Usos on the same level as the Dudley Boys, as the Hardy Boys, the Edge and Christian. Okay, we going there then. All right.
Oh, yeah.
He done went there. Wow.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with you, man. Cause I remember, we all remember that time many years ago when John Cena was the golden boy. And y'all shut John Cena down our throats so many times. And okay, they're tired of that. Okay, let's do Roman Reigns. Okay, it's tired of that. Okay, let's do this guy. It's tired of that. Okay, let's do this guy. Yeah.
I mean, they have fed every top superstar to Roman Reigns, and he has beaten them all. Like he's some Superman. But let's not forget, Superman also died in this comic.
Right.
Just saying. Yeah. It's I guarantee he's going to be in the main event or involved in the main event just because he's Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that takes away from other things and other people, and that's just not cool.
So you're saying either he's going to be involved in it or he's going to interfere in some way.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, yeah. I can see that coming.
And the real bad thing is like, you have other matches on there that I think will still show, but they have to have time to live up to it. And the thing is whenever you have Roman Reigns or the Usos on the same card as anyone else, they're going to push those matches more than they're going to push all the other matches. Like, I am actually excited to see a Cody Rhodes Seth Rollins 2, or I am also excited to see a Edge versus AJ Styles 2. I mean, those are matches that I look forward to. Because I know at the end of the day, if I'm watching a Roman Reigns match, I already know the outcome, and I don't like things to be predictable.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of that, since you see the gold rounds, check this out. I call it gold rounds. So, what you prefer? Rock John Cena 2 or Rock Roman Reigns?
Rock John Cena 2.
Interesting.
Here's the thing. So The Rock, he's gone full Hollywood. Whenever he comes back, it's always for a one-off, or it's for a one-off, and then he's just there for a couple times doing interviews and promos. So why would you take one of the greatest superstars in any era in The Rock and put him against Roman Reigns just to have him lose against Roman Reigns?
Hmm.
You know, I mean, that to me is just asinine.
Yes, sir. The last time these two were at it on the grandest stage was WrestleMania 29. They did that twice. First time was the once-in-a-lifetime bullcrap. And it leading up to that was interesting. John Cena had an affair with a certain adult entertainer. I would say her name, but if I say her first name, you all going to look it up and you all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Let's say she's like the Kim Kardashian of adult entertainment, and you know what I'm talking about. But no, screw it. I'm going to say it. Kendra. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So she's like the Kim Kardashian of the adult entertainment world. Okay. So he had an affair with her. The wife found out. Wife got mad. Divorced. All that crap. So that person like bleeds into storyline. And nobody knew about it until The Rock's concert, and he mentioned that line, like, Cena's having the time of his life, he's kissing the kiss with what's the face? It's back to 2012. What's her name? Can't remember her name. Eva. Nah, I can't be Eva Marie. Yeah, E. Torres. The John Cena, for some reason, kisses E. Torres. And The Rock mentioned that in the songs. He's having the time of his life. Baby, tell her that he's got a wife. Now, in reality, he was cheating with a daughter entertainer. Lucky him. So, the wife find out. Company said, hey, look, don't say nothing. Shut your mouth. Keep your mouth shut. You don't say a word. You didn't see nothing. And that bleeds into his personal life. And all this got caught up in John Cena's head, and he forgets about, and lo, you got a match with The Rock at WrestleMania, and be focused on that. I had a coach that said, son, you call me son. If you stay ready, you got to get ready. John Cena didn't stay ready. Therefore, all this lead up to WrestleMania, and he did one spot was his big mistake and his biggest failure of them all. At WrestleMania 28, he tries to mimic the people's elbow, got caught. Rock bottom, Rock wins. John Cena sitting on the same thing like a pump, and he lost.
Oh, one-off. Uh-huh. There was not supposed to be a rematch. But The Rock enjoyed the match with John Cena and the build-up to the match with John Cena that he, right after their first match, he went to Vince McMahon and said, book us for next year. And that's what he did. So they literally, on a whim, went for a Rock Cena 2, which I don't think was needed, but, I mean, don't be surprised if at some point you see a Rock Cena 3 for a simple fact, because they each got a win over each other.
Yes, sir. I remember, the build-up was historic. That's the first time a match has been booked a year in advance. You got a whole year to do it right. Now you got two options. You can mess it up, you can F it up, or you can do it right. But either way, you got a whole year to do it. So, WrestleMania gets here. I believe it's supposed to be for a championship match, I'm not mistaken.
The first one, no. Second one, yes.
All right, cool. So, it's supposed to be once in a lifetime. Happened twice. Second time, WrestleMania 29, The Rock was champion. John Cena was the challenger. It's going down at WrestleMania where it all began in New York City, baby. And MetLife.
Yep.
Yeah, MetLife. So, The Rock, John Cena, I'm skipping ahead. At some point, Rock, John Cena's going to do it again. This is the same thing happened last year. It's the same thing got you caught. And John Cena able to stop mid-air doing the people's elbow. He thought better of it. Last time you got caught, it looked like a little punk on the stage. John Cena won the match. The Rock had an injury somewhere in that point in the match. John Cena is the WWE champion. And I'm so glad we got rid of that doggone spinning championship. Yeah.
That means the Brahma Bull belt, the
belt. I'm glad you brought it up.
All those other belts.
I'm glad you brought the Brahma Bull belt. I'm so glad you brought it up. In the somewhere in the warehouse WWE possesses, there's the Brahma Bull belt, which never saw the light of day. It's supposed to be the Rock's personal championship belt. And they lost it in the mail. And somehow I got back to the headquarters and everything. And they just put it in storage and left it there. Never saw the light of day. It's supposed to be The Rock's personal championship belt. If you ever seen it, you're lucky. You're seeing the first limited edition championship. It's supposed to be for The Rock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, the Rock is the funny thing is that's my favorite heavyweight title belt was the Smoking Skull. When I have to say the best belt that is in professional wrestling is the $1 million belt.
Yeah.
That belt is undeniably the flashiest, most sought after title replica anybody wants just because the way it looks.
Man, solid gold. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I want to bring up something here. I'm going to bring up a commercial just a little bit. First of all, before we do that, I want to introduce this segment here. I was listening to the Taz's podcast, official Taz's podcast, when he had it. It had this thing called Bench Cut Start. So that inspired me to do Push, Keep, or Fire. I'm going to mention three different superstars from different companies. Danhausen. Oh, I say Vanhausen. Danhausen. Joe Coffey. Susan. And after this break, we'll talk about it. First of all, my Marvel folks, enjoy May 5th, May 6th. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Give me 2 minutes, 17 seconds, and we'll be right back.
Every night, sorry, Steven. You're a desecration of reality. You will not go unpunished. We should tell him the truth.
Check it out, May 5th, May 6th, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. I'm definitely going to see it. I believe it's like a spinoff. Or not a spinoff, but this is the consequences of Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't wait for that. Definitely. In the meantime, first of all, I'd like to mention this before we mention it, before I start the segment right here. I gotta send love to the lawyer. How you pronounce China's last name? Her real last name.
China's.
Yeah.
Lauer.
Yeah, the liar. Whatever. I can't pronounce. Y'all, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, I wish her family all the best. This is, we lost her today, years ago, as well as Prince. Well, basically just Prince, you know. For our from the North is Prince as well. On the same day, no less. That's a blow. A blow for the wrestling business, a blow for the music business, entertainment in general. It kind of stings a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Both pioneers in their own profession.
Yes, sir. I have a feeling if my mom was old enough, Prince could have been my daddy. My mom loves her some Prince. She loves her some Prince. Lord have mercy.
My wife loves Prince. Every time he's on a radio, she turns it up to I can't hear.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna mention one thing right here. I'm gonna go to our segment here. There was a time. It was a Super Bowl halftime show. Prince was performing. He had his own stage in shape of a guitar in shape of his cymbal, and he got to purple. It was raining. And right before he started the purple rain, it started raining. This dude played electric guitar in the rain. Now I ain't talking about scatters. Now I ain't talking about skeets of rain. I'm talking about it was raining. And he's playing purple rain in the rain with electric guitar. God's like, I got you, boy. I got you. much love to you. Let's get this start. Segment started. Push, fire, or keep. I had to organize a little bit. When I first did it, it was a hot mess. We straightened it up just a little bit. We're gonna push, keep, or fire. There you go. I'm gonna mention three names. You just put them where you want them to go. You push Van Housen, keep Joe Coffey, and then you fire Susan. First of all, I'll start with you.
I push Danhausen.
Uh-huh.
I fire Joe Coffey. And I keep Susan.
You gonna fire Joe Coffey like that?
What's he done?
Yeah, I guess I can understand it.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you mentioned Joe Coffey, I'm like, what is that? Is that like a flavor of coffee? Because,
I would actually push, or at least keep Joe Coffey, Coffey with a Y, by the way. I would consider giving Susan her endeavors, because first of all, this thing getting old with the personalities, I've seen this before. Where have I seen it before? Oh, yeah, with Mick Foley 20 years ago.
It's... Yeah, but there's a difference between her and Mick Foley. Uh-huh. Hers is just a tad bit less crazy and a tad bit more funny.
Okay. It's an interesting one as well. And I would have to fire Danhausen. What is it? Danhausen has had a match since January 26th of this year.
Right.
So, even though backstage segments and promos, all this stuff is great, but that don't, your bread, the most money you can, like, you're still getting paid, but the best money is in the ring. No, you didn't.
Yeah, you know why?
What you got?
When Mick Foley first came to the WWE, he was this demented person known as Mankind and everything like that. And people were like, you know, scared of him. But then he started doing Dude Love and Cactus Jack. And he started being more kid-friendly and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And that's what Danhausen is doing. He's being the demented person, but also he's doing the kid-friendly stuff. And I mean, yeah, he's a comic relief, but so is R-Truth, and we all love R-Truth.
Yeah, do love R-Truth.
Yeah, so I would say Danhausen definitely deserves more credit than what most people give him. Can he wrestle? Not really. But, I mean, Baron Horowitz couldn't really wrestle, and he was around in wrestling for at least over
15
years.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Yeah. But those are just my opinions.
Well, I'm sorry, I was looking at this picture on Facebook. It's hilarious. I saw a picture of dude trying to get on with his girl. I said, you got protection? He put out a picture of the APA. He's trying to get his freak on with his girl. Like, you got protection? I got you. Put out a picture of the APA. They got us. What the fuck is that? That's hilarious. You got to be a wrestling fan to get the joke. You got to be a wrestling fan to understand that.
Oh, yeah. Can we talk about a travesty in wrestling?
What you got?
Wanting to push Austin Theory, but not at the cost of Finn Balor.
Come on, somebody.
Theory is nowhere near the caliber of Finn Balor. And just because he is Vince McMahon's pet project, he's going to get all the accolades, just like Roman Reigns is. And I'm sorry, but you have the guy who lost to an announcer at WrestleMania beat one of your best wrestlers on your entire roster. Just makes no sense to me.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
And let's talk about another thing, you know, like travesty. Putting Bobby Lashley in a program with Omos. That whole thing is just stupid to me. I get it, they want to turn Bobby Lashley face. Okay, that's cool. But my thing is you can't really work with someone the size of Omos because he can only do so many things. Uh-huh. So now you're wasting Bobby Lashley's talents on a guy who can't even keep up. And then you have MVP turn on Bobby Lashley, which makes no sense to me because MVP... You know, like, boast this guy up. I get it, though, because, you know, you want MVP to still be a heel, but, I mean, that whole program is just a waste of time. It's a waste of space.
Wow. Yes, sir. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, well, not by the way, but I'd like to mention this. If you have any stock whatsoever with WWE, you have an opportunity to be involved in the meeting of a stockholders. I say this because I just invested a little bit not too long ago. Don't relax, this is a dollar. I just invested a dollar, but nonetheless, it's May 27th at 11 a.m. You can call, you can go to virtualshareholdermeeting.com/WWE2021. You will not be able to attend in person. So go to, I'm sorry, it's last year. I bet. It's last year. I was supposed to have a meeting this year. Never mind. Just never mind that. Anyway, they do have a meeting coming up, but I forgot the date. But in the meantime, I will agree with you on that. I would like to put AJ Styles and Finn Balor together and create some form of the Bullet Club again.
Oh, yeah. I actually think that's going to happen because of the whole storyline between Edge and AJ, and Edge being aligned with Damian Priest now. I actually think that's going to happen, and they're going to form. I think Rhea Ripley is actually going to join with Edge and Damian Priest, and then Liv Morgan's going to join with AJ Styles and Finn Balor. Now, that would be two good factions in the beginning.
Wow. That should be good. Oh, but, all right, here's the correct information. It'll be May 19th, 2022. Wow, that sounds familiar, May 19th. May 19th at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Virtual meeting will be held at virtualshareholdersmeeting.com/WWE2022. That's the correct information. If you hold stock, check it out. Now,
can we touch on something real quick?
Yeah, definitely.
Alright, so everyone's talking WWE, AEW, Impact, New Japan, and all that other good stuff. No one's talking about control your narrative.
I knew he was going with it. Tickets are available for the pre-sale tickets are available for SummerSlam July 30th in Nashville, Tennessee. That sound country as hell. You go to Ticketmaster.com and you can type, use the code HHVIP. That's three H's. VIP is a sell code for SummerSlam. And I hope by the time we get to SummerSlam, we can have, we will not separate the championships, the Universal and the WWE Championship. Let's keep it unified for quite some time. Cody Rhodes.
Again, my opinion.
Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns. Last time they fought was Roman Reigns was a member of the Shield. That's it was like.
Yep.
Yeah, this is the first one-on-one match on their own. This is interesting. It will be interesting, actually. By the way, I just got some cool news. I'm going to get to that in just a second. But I will say this. Charlotte Flair, Ronda Rousey. I've done my homework. I've looked it up. Neither of them competed in an I Quit match. Correct me if I'm wrong on that.
No, you're right.
Neither one of them competed in an I Quit match. It's going to be very interesting to see how, because this I Quit match is all about your testicular fortitude. Man or woman, your testicular fortitude. Can you keep up? All you got to do, if you tired of it, you can't take it no more, just say the two words, I quit. But it's all about your testicular fortitude. An I Quit match. Ain't no pinfalls, no qualifications, no countouts, no all that shit. No nothing, no crying to your mama. It's all you got to do is say the words, I quit, and it's over. Or you can man up and woman up and beat that girl's tail, and you can win this match. It's going to be interesting to see. Shoot. It's going to be interesting. Ronda Rousey hurts her style. I'm looking forward to seeing this. Charlotte Flair has been all kind of match. She's never been in an I Quit match. Somebody is going to have to say the word I Quit for this thing to be over with. And you got two girls who are that stubborn headed. It's going to be interesting to see. Yes.
Ending where Mick Foley was literally knocked out and they replayed his saying, I quit, off of a pre-taped show. I don't want that. I want somebody to scream, I quit. Or at least someone to break a bone. That would be good.
Yes, and speaking of that, let's take it back to that day. It was the Royal Rumble 1999. 99.
Yeah.
So, The Rock, Mick Foley, they beat the hell out of each other. They go by the stage area, and they go into the electrical system area, and they got Mick Foley's electrical lights, all that crap. So, I'll try to set the stage for you. So, lights go out, in the top of the stage area. So, Foley gets electrocuted, and all that stuff. At some point, he gets handcuffed, and gets 11 unprotected chair shots to his skull.
Oh, yeah.
And Mrs. Foley and the kids were in the building, and they had enough, like, around chair shot number 3. They had enough. They seen enough, had enough, kids crying. Mrs. Foley's upset. And they like, look, I'll meet you in your locker room. We need to talk later about your profession. You might want to consider retirement. We're gonna talk later. You finish this match. We're gonna talk later. They head back to the locker room area. They didn't leave the building. They got into the back area. That's his wife's all good. So Mick Foley's sitting in the ring, handcuffed, take 11 chair shots to his skull. And he refuses to say I quit. It ain't happening. I ain't going down like that. I ain't a sucker. He refuses to say I quit. He gets to the stage, still handcuffed, and he passes out. And that's when the audio tape of Mick Foley saying I quit plays.
Yep.
Mick Foley was so dang stubborn. He had the tape. He had all day that he was spelling the words I quit. He refused to say the word I quit.
Oh, yeah. But let's talk about that match a little bit more.
Okay.
10 minutes and 11 seconds into the match, when The Rock had Mick Foley down for the first time and had the mic in his hand. Now, I'm a strong believer that anyone in any way, shape, or form that says I quit automatically loses the match.
Right.
The Rock said to Mick Foley, say I quit. So since The Rock said I quit, The Rock should have lost. Because that's an I quit match. You're not supposed to say
it. Yeah, I see where you're coming from, but I don't know about that one right there.
Well, let's put it like this. All right, so let's compare that to a game of dodgeball. You played dodgeball before, right?
Yeah. That's it, cool.
So you get hit with the ball, you're out, right?
Yep.
You catch the ball, the person who threw it is out, right?
Right.
However, there is also a thing of, if you catch the ball, one of your teammates come in. How is that fair? I mean, that's not fair. So how is it fair he can say, I quit? Or tell me fully to say, I quit, and then the match ain't over. It specifically says the first person to utter the words I quit loses the match. They didn't change the rules to the match until about 7 years later after that, to where it said where the person who utters I quit, they can't take no more. That's when they changed it, was 7 years later. So all the way from 99 and all those other I quit matches between then and 7 years later, the first person who said I quit should have lost. That's just the plain rules.
That was 99. 7 years later would be 2000. Blah, blah, blah.
Six.
Yeah. Cool. Gotcha.
Yeah. But again, that's just my opinion.
Huh. I remember hang on a second here. Okay. I remember there was a time, I want to say Judgment Day. This is the testicular fortitude of Mick Foley. It was Mick Foley and Ken Shamrock. Ken Shamrock had the ankle lock on Mick Foley, and Mick Foley refuses to tap out. But this dude puts the mandible claw on himself and passes out that way.
Yep.
He didn't tap out. He passed out to his own freaking hold. and he refuses to tap out.
Jesus. That put through the cage, swallowed his own tooth, and it came out his nose. And then after the match, bloody with a tooth hanging out of his nose and everything, this dude was sitting in the corner smiling.
Well, actually, the reason why he did that, he's just checking the scene for his tooth. That's why it looked like he's smiling. He's checking for his tooth.
You said you had some good news. What was your good news?
Oh yeah, by the way, a little promotion here. This is all little, we're gonna go a little off topic for 1 second. If you ever heard of a little show called The Chosen, it's season 3 Sunday, it'll have a kickoff. You can check the cast and the everything else. Season 3 of The Chosen. It begins filming soon, and it'll be available on the Chosen app if you have that. If you don't have that, you get that. It's cool. Check it out. It's not your typical Jesus show, but I promise you, you're going to like it. So check it out. The Chosen, coming soon, season 3. Now, I would agree with you on handling it privately. I look up. If I was a married man, you talk. My wife is upset about it. Now look up. You and I need to have the word. We need to have words on a private setting. We have words. And then you may or may not get slapped in the face. But I would do that publicly for everybody. Yeah, I agree with that.
His name, his brand, and his legacy, but anybody who is related to Will Smith right now.
Wow.
But again, that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, but the entertainment world is going to be, in the next few months, is going to be something else.
Yes, it is, man. By the way, speaking of the entertainment world, we have dominated the past, early this month. We dominated the Super Bowl. And our Super Bowl, once again, the countdown begins all over again. WrestleMania 39. In Inglewood, California. A little California love, if you will. Inglewood, California, SoFi Stadium. WrestleMania 39. The countdown begins. And our long, bumpy, yellow brick road journey begins at the Royal Rumble next year for the road to WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. I look for a lot. People are going to be gone. There's going to be new faces. There's going to be faces returning. I am interested in seeing what the landscape's going to look like by next year's Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And I hope Ronda Rousey doesn't win next year's Royal Rumble.
I hope not either. By the way, I'll never forget the day she came here, her first go-round. Her debut at the Royal Rumble, I wanted to say it was 2018.
Yep.
2018. So, let's set stage for you. Asuka, she wins the women's Royal Rumble match, and she's going to get in the ring. So, we had, at the time, Alexa Bliss. You know what? I'm going to call her Bliss because my Alexa ad just went off. So, I'm going to call her Bliss. And we had Charlotte Flair get in the ring. Okay, choose to go in the face. Before she can say a word, Joan Jess, I don't give a damn about my reputation, please. And out comes freaking Ronda Rousey. What's she doing here? What's going on, Ryan? She wasn't invited. What's she doing up in here? And she gets in the ring. She shakes Asuka's hand. Asuka says, "Sight, not today." And she points WrestleMania sign and gets out the ring. I'll see you WrestleMania. I like how the beautiful thing about that, nobody expected Ronda Rousey to be there.
In a Royal Rumble, her and Kurt Angle teamed up against Triple H and Stephanie McMahon.
Right.
So my thing is that then you had Asuka lose to Charlotte that year at WrestleMania, and then you flash forward all the way to 2022. Ronda Rousey wins the Rumble and loses to Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania. I see a pattern forming here.
Uh-huh.
You know, and my thing is Charlotte Flair the end all be all for the women's division? I personally do not think so. I have my favorites, but I won't mention who they are because they don't get fair shots. But I will say, right now, the top four performing women in WWE are going to be Bianca Belair, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, and Rhea Ripley.
Hmm.
Those four are going to be the four to carry the women's division for the next year or so.
Yes, sir. Man, I'll tell you, speaking of that WrestleMania, an Asuka loss at the Superdome. I always said it. The Superdome is cursed. You have a streak.
Oh, yeah.
Undertaker, Asuka, at the time, I would say the Steelers, they haven't played Superdome. Not the Superdome. If they ever play at the Superdome, a regular game, they're going to lose. The Steelers, at the time undefeated, the Steelers, I would say if Floyd Mayweather himself, if he performed at the Superdome, he would lose. Not because he's not talented, because it's the building itself. The building is cursed, because it's New Orleans. Wait. The building is cursed, which comes to streaks. You have a streak, and you perform at the Superdome in New Orleans, you're going to lose.
Oh, yeah.
And think, I'm not being paranoid. I have a record. I have a history. For example, like I just said, Oscar and Undertaker. Powers that be or not, they lost, did they not?
Oh, yeah.
I know behind the scenes the powers that be made that decision, but nonetheless they lost anyhow. I mean, especially Oscar. Oscar was locked in figure eight. That crap hurt. Okay? I don't care if you were supposed to win that match, you're gonna tap out. If you put in the figure eight, well, you got the figure four, and then she does the bridge, that hurts so freaking much. The figure four alone will hurt. Okay? You feel your patella, your patella's in your kneecap, somewhere in your kneecap. You feel that stuff moving. That hurts. And then she does the bridge. I don't care if Oscar was supposed to win. She going to lose. She's going to tap out. And that hurt. So even if she was supposed to win anyway, she wasn't. If she was supposed to win, in the Superdome, she lost. Therefore, the streak, any streak, not just wrestling, football, basketball, soccer, whatever, is doomed at the Superdome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If the Superdome was around when the great Muhammad Ali was boxing, he would lose. I said it.
Yeah.
This is long before the WWE. I said it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. Pardon the such sweet sorrow, but don't worry, you're gonna hear my boy Josh more often. I'm finding this perfect spot for him. I don't know if I'm gonna do that, what time is good for him, but I'm finding a perfect day, perfect time for him, and you hear him more often and more frequently. So don't worry about it. I know you're gonna miss us, but here's how you can. This is just all the time. You go to anchor.fm and you go to anchor.fm/wrestling tracks. The more you listen to the show, the more I get paid. I'm just saying. Also, your contributions to Wrestling Tracks help us out a lot. It helps us out with our equipment. It helps us out with our airtime and everything else. You go to Cash App and send us a little something, and that will help us out more. Just the money side of Wrestling Tracks. And you can shop with us, WrestlingTracks.com. Use the code MAMASGREAT and get $10 off your order. Use the code MAMASGREAT at checkout, and where it applies, and get $10 off your order at WrestleTracks.com. You can roll with us that way. And we're going to start the email club back up soon. You can find out everything we're doing and so much more. We got to go. I want to thank Josh for joining us. He'll be back very soon. I'll see you guys soon, everybody. Have a great week. Have a great night.
Later.
See you, everybody.